And we're in.
We are indeed.
We're looking like a yin and yang symbol right now, dude.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah. I've been my, like, you just have days where you're like, I don't know what fucking vitamin I'm deficient in.
Yeah.
But something is not firing on all cylinders.
Like, what do you mean? You just feel like
I just feel like shit.
Feel like shit?
Yeah.
Damn.
I don't know.
But what'd you do? You got a new bunny and everything.
Yeah. Sometimes it just isn't enough.
And it didn't fill the void?
I've been having nightmares. I don't know what's happening.
It's not funny, but like it is nice to like, I haven't really talked to you all day. And the first time we sit down, you're like, I feel like shit, I'm going to have a nightmare.
Really funny.
I almost exclusively have nightmares. That's like
really?
The only way I dream. That I either don't remember my dreams or I wish I didn't. There's really not an in between. And the Zoloft has added a little bit more serotonin juice to the dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And even like my greatest dreams are still just super fucking weird.
What's like the last dream you remember?
I think I was was like with my cousin running it through some border thing, and there were drones like shooting missiles at us.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, so it was just bad. There's always some sort of ominous thing that's after you. I don't know.
That's kind of what might have been recently, like, yeah. Like less political, more like person. Like it's been like someone's like starving me or torturing me.
Right.
And then you just kind of wake up and carry that into the day.
Do you, who do you think this person or thing is?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
Sometimes
there's like, you know, I remember like I had an ex of mine. And I was like, oh my God, I had this dream about a raccoon. And then they looked up and they're like, raccoon means you were lying to me. And you're like, well, you know, sometimes, you know, like my brain's just taking a shit in there. That is 1,000% real. And it was like a whole thing. It's like, what are you lying about? And I'm like, well, I don't know that I like you. Hey, that I like any of this right now. What am I lying about? This is an authentic connection and not born out of loneliness. Okay, that's the fuck I'm lying about. But it was like such a like, dude, it's just, okay, yes, yeah, some dreams have meanings. Other times it is just your brain like kind of farting around. I do think it's like emptying the RAM of random things you've put in there that day.
Yeah.
And you could be like, oh my God, a bear in a tricycle threw a pineapple at me. And you can't be like, well, that's my mom, totally.
Yeah.
You know, it's like sometimes it's just nothing.
But sometimes it really is something.
Yeah.
Like I was talking to a therapist, and I was in like kind of like the deep throes of like a depressive episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I just have this dream that I have this dog that I'm supposed to be taking out and feeding, but I'm not. And it's like starving, yeah. And it's like locked up in the corner and shitting on itself. And she was like, you're the dog.
Yeah, that's...
And I was like,
it's like a very uncreative
dream. It's my brain being like, go outside.
Yeah.
Eat some food.
It's also like your brain needs better writers. It couldn't even be like, let's put it in a metaphor. It was just...
Well, it's kind of a metaphor. I'm not a dog.
That's the big switch? You're like, but what if Maddie was a dog? It's like a thing you've been neglecting, need to take care of.
Yeah.
And at this point, you felt like you weren't taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean...
Not that big of a reveal. That's not
objectively. It was not.
Yeah. Well, it's not Inception, is what I'm saying. It's not like a crazy fan theory dream. It seems it's like right there.
Yeah.
That's
what's
that's
even more embarrassing is I didn't get it. I was like, oh shit, I'm the dog. I thought the rabbits were the dog. I was like, I'm not cleaning their cage enough. I was like, they're both pets. She was like, you're the dog. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, if that was on like a fifth grade like English test, they'd be like, who's the dog? And you'd go, oh, the sad person.
but you do that revelation sometimes. You're like, wow, if I treated a pet the way I'm treating myself,
yeah,
the state could press charges against me.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's like it's fucked up. But like if you have a low self-esteem, it's a good exercise to imagine. What if you were doing that to somebody else?
Yeah.
You know?
It's just so sad.
It's a real bummer.
I know, like, a lot of the times when I think about, like, oh, if I had a kid, I'd do X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think those are just things that I want to do. It's always, like, go to the park, go to Disneyland, buy little outfits. I'm like, I think I'd get jealous of the kid.
If I had a kid, I'd go to Planet Fitness at 10 in the morning. If I had a kid, I'd go grocery shopping and stick to a budget. Yeah. Yeah, no, dude. I mean, but it's totally, I think it's totally easy to like neglect, you know, I hate to be like self-care, whatever, but it's like, it is kind of easy to treat yourself like shit and neglect yourself if you have very low self-esteem, but other people, you'd be like, of course I'm going to do this for them. Of course I'm going to go this extra mile. I'd be totally horrified if I treated another person like that.
Yeah, it's the whole, like, yeah, talk to a friend the way you're talking to yourself.
Yeah, and you're like, absolutely not.
I wish I stood up. I wish I stood up for other people the way I stand up to myself. I wish I had the ability to go, hey, that's fucking, hey, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. I think you do in your own way. You just do it in sort of like a, like a polite, like, I think when you're fed up with somebody, you just kind of are quiet and you're like, oh, okay, nice. And you want to leave.
Yeah, there is a shift. I'm not like, yeah, that's totally.
Yeah, you're not like, you know, throwing, it's not like a reality TV throwing cups at people thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's definitely like, you can tell when you're kind of fed up with somebody. And it's because most
you
of the time.
You definitely can tell for you too.
It's, I'm not a subtle man. I never tried to be. That's the thing. It's actually, this has got me in trouble some, well, many times, I would argue, but
not being a subtle man.
Yeah. Even at like, work, it's, are we good on the levels?
Yeah. I would just hold it a little bit farther away.
From a little bit farther. Okay.
It's still peaking. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. I think that's good.
Like even at like jobs and stuff, when someone's like clearly being a dick, I'm like, oh, okay. Thanks. Like, you know, I'm just like, I apologize, sir. But my entire vibe is just like, fuck you and fuck this whole thing. Very hard, but what do you think is going to get you back on not feeling like shit, pal?
That's a really good question. I should maybe eat something.
You haven't eaten all day? No.
I think I haven't eaten all day.
Well, that'll do it.
But I woke up in a bad mood.
Okay.
But then I feel so guilty about waking up in a bad mood because you're like, man, life's awesome, and yeah, I love my friends, and I love my family. Why the hell am I in a bad mood?
But sometimes, like, you don't have to beat yourself up over that.
Yeah, probably.
Because it's like, yeah, I mean, I have, like, little, I use the word objectively a lot when describing things because that would help my crazy brain.
Mm.
Like, I'd be like, objectively, I'm doing pretty good right now because, like, subjectively in my brain, I wasn't.
Wait, I'm so sorry, yeah, but you might just need to hold it a little farther away from
a little
brain.
Farther away?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so.
But yeah, I know what you mean, where you're like, if you can at least separate, like, the fact that it's, like, not tied to anything, like, circumstantial. The circumstances, yeah, are just the chemicals that are in your brain.
Totally. Yeah, it's totally like there's some days you
sorry, I'm just gonna, okay, turn you down, yeah, a little, yeah, bit because it's like peaking. Okay.
Yeah, there are some days you just like wake up and you're in a horrible mood. That's completely fine. Even if your life's great and dandy and
but here's why I brought up the dreams is, yeah, I think it's when I have a bad dream, I wake up in a bad mood.
Oh yeah. When I have a horrifying dream, it does follow me.
But you just said you have horrifying dreams every day.
Yeah, what do you think? What do you think? I'm always in kind of a bad mood. No, I don't have them every day. Sometimes I forget my dreams.
Dude, I have had this thought where I'm like, it's nice to have an alarm clock that like cauterizes your dreams so you don't remember. If I just wake up in my natural rhythm, I'll remember the dream because it's too slow of a transition into your life.
Yeah, it's nice.
But if you wake up like, oh, fuck, what time is it?
Yeah.
You kind of forget immediately.
Yeah, you should just have a, oh, fuck, what time is it alarm clock.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah. What was the dream that disturbed you so much if you...
I literally can't remember. I think I was being, yeah, like, tortured or something. I'm also watching a lot of Dexter.
Okay, so we found... You're watching a murder show before you go to bed, and you're sensitive.
And sometimes, yeah, while I'm asleep, because I fall asleep, but it's still...
Yeah.
Okay.
This is really reminiscent of the dog dream thing again.
Where yeah, where there's a theme here, which is that I might...
Of mystery to this problem.
Quite embarrassing.
I'm watching the murder show before I go to bed. Which do you think there's like a widespread like nightmare pandemic with women in general because a lot of them are watching murder shows before they go to bed?
It's very interesting.
Because I don't even like that.
But I also think we have an acute like, am I gonna be raped or murdered?
That's true. That is why
thing
people
going
like,
on at all times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like
the murder show's just coming home from work.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Life's the murder show.
100%.
True crime is like, we got one of them.
Yeah, it's a lot more contained, actually.
Yeah.
Also, I'll be honest, if they didn't have hot people in them, I probably wouldn't watch them. Like, I'm watching Dexter for Michael C. Hall.
Yeah.
And the show's great. The show's fine.
Yeah.
But as much as we're like, oh, Hollywood's fucked up and blah, 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 I'm like, sometimes I do just watch movies and TV shows because there's like a hot person in it. And it's like, it's fun to watch them do stuff.
It's kind of great to just admit that you're not that complicated.
That's really what we seem to be learning today.
Yeah.
Is I've been like lobotomized or something.
Not even you, but just like most people in general. Like the same way that like when you meet a really hot person or you have a really hot person in your life and they just aren't good at most things. And you're like, well, why is that? And you're like, it's because every room you go into is like a bringer show.
That's so funny.
Like every time you walk into a room, everyone's just like, this guy is amazing. Basically giving you a standing out. People want to be nice for you.
Yeah,
but ugly people, you got to work for every goddamn thing in this life.
Or it breaks you.
Huh?
Or it breaks you.
Oh, it will break you. No, you're broken. You came broken. You're pre-broken. I'm just talking about, see, that's why I'm glad I started stand-up more ugly.
Yeah.
I had to actually learn to be
funny.
I
don't agree, but I know what you
whatever,
mean.
But who cares? You know, niceties aside, wasn't exactly the biggest looker in the world. And that's why I had to learn to be funny. Because everyone's laughing at me like, oh, God. You know, just like, I'd be funny enough. To be worth looking
at. Yeah, but you
at.
Also overestimated your...
I did.
Like that bit you had about the robbing the store.
Yeah.
Where you were like, I could rob a store just by like taking my shirt off. And they'd be like, oh God, please just take the money. And it wouldn't work. And you'd be like, oh, it's not working. And we're like, yeah, because it's like
no
insanely divorced from reality.
Yeah.
Because the premise is like, God, shouldn't I kill myself? And you're like, I don't know why that's not getting the applause break that it gets in my heart.
Well, yeah, that's the problem with also being, like, severely mentally ill when you're 18 and you start cop. It's a lot of, like, they're like, oh, just write down what you're thinking about. And it's like, a lot of that doesn't make sense.
A lot of
sense.
What I'm thinking about is, yeah.
A lot of what I've been thinking about is objectively wrong.
But that's good news, though. You know what I mean? If there was ever a reason for a bit to not work, it's like, hey, sorry that bit's not working. You're lovable. Hate to
that
break
was
it
actually
to you.
Truly the problem with years 1 through 2. I was like, yeah, people don't hate you as much as you. There isn't this palpable sense of disgust from the audience whenever you're on stage.
Yeah, I'll do that sometimes too, though, where I'll be like, well, because clearly I'm a fucking bridge monster. But then sometimes they will laugh and you're like, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah, it's really not worth the, like, whatever I look like shit joke.
No, it's like that's
the
it gets really old.
Laugh is not worth the permanently hating yourself.
100% agree.
Yeah.
And then also there's probably some level of subconscious, like, well, now I think I'm that person, so I have to act like that person so that, like, my whole thing I do on stage keeps working. It's like, no good.
Yeah, it's also, like, I think it's, like, a good early dealing with low self-esteem trick. Like, if you're coming into stand-up and you feel kind
yes.
of, like, out, like,
agree.
Not comfortable in your body and stuff like that. But, I don't know, just the more you do it, you're like, it's not sustainable to have just be me.
Totally. And the idea of writing those jokes is like, I mean, the idea is to be funny, but the idea is to like then work through that stuff, not to just wallow in it forever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so it sounds like if we could alter our dreams, we could wake up in a good mood and it could really positively impact our lives.
Totally.
Is there a way to like inception yourself into having good dreams?
I think let's stop with the murder show before going to sleep.
No, but he's so hot.
I know he's hot, but there's a lot of hot people like not killing stuff.
Yeah, but
why don't you just watch 6 Feet Under? He's also in that.
What's that?
It's a show.
What's it about?
I don't know, but I know he's in it.
Okay, I'll check it
out. Yeah, whatever. Just what you can even just look at a photo of his face. I don't know. Yeah,
or
something not involving you know, murder.
Well, what about you? How do you think you could inception yourself to have better dreams?
Yeah, see, I've been more of a just forget about dreams play.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's not about having better dreams. It's about eliminating dreams altogether.
The big
D needs to leave my life. I don't really like to... I've examined the subconscious enough awake... you know, not the hugest fan of what's in there. And, you know, there's like actually meditation that you could take to make sure you forget your dreams.
Meditations or medication?
Medication, yeah. It's called oxycodone. But but there actually is one. I forget. My brother took it for a while.
That makes you forget your dreams?
Yeah.
God, that's bleak.
It is bleak, but to be honest, I think that's all. The times I don't remember my dreams are awesome. I love, like, the time travel of it.
Mm.
And there actually is a little part of me that's, like, a golden retriever in that way, where, like, anytime I fall asleep early, I feel myself falling asleep. I always get excited, like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow with so much energy.
Oh, that's the cutest thing ever.
It's like, I'm going to wake up tomorrow with so much energy and do a bunch of stuff. Like, I, in my head, I'm like, let's just get
that's
the
so
rest.
Cute. And then you close their eyes, and they're like, they're coming for you.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, then you're just, like, being set on fire by, like, your ex-girlfriend and your dad for 8 hours or whatever. So you're like, you have to, you know, yeah, I just try to, I think antidepressants, one of the side effects is nightmares, too, so.
Oh.
Yeah, but there's no get off that, so you kind of just have to.
Yeah, it's simply can't happen.
Yeah, that's just what's going to happen.
Well, maybe it's, like, if you listen to, like.
Sleep tapes and stuff?
Yeah, like maybe you just listen, like you have your laptop next to you and it's going like, look how pretty the sky is. We love you.
See,
look,
but that would turn into some sort of demon that's saying that.
Like a creepy doll or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know. It's always some sort of trouble. Like something, someone's in trouble.
Some sort of trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Something's like not going great or just it's very weird. I think the best type of dream, honestly, and I did listen, like all kids who had weird access to the internet, did you ever try to lucid dream?
Oh, I've never even gotten close to, like, I was fascinated with the idea of it, and you can, like, fall asleep with your hand up or something, right? And then lucid dream for, like, half a second before it hits your face or something.
You know, when I was a kid.
Lucid dreaming is, like, trying to lucid dream as a kid is so U-coded. In the best way.
There's two things I did as a kid that are pretty stupid. One was, I mean, I was pretty young. I was in elementary school. But we had, you know, there's like the home computer. There's like access to the internet. I'm just a weird little child. And I liked like the show Heroes and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And like superhero stuff. So I was Googling. And I went on some sort of rabbit hole. That's like some YouTube conspiratorial video about a woman with telekinesis in Russia. That
oh
they
my God.
Hid. And then the exercises that you could do to increase your like third eye or whatever, so you could do telekinesis. And I remember for a while I tried to meditate and then like go like that to try to move a piece of paper with my brain.
Oh.
Yeah. But then the second thing.
Did you ever convince yourself that you could do it?
No. Thankfully. Otherwise I wouldn't be
here. That is the beautiful like kind of Kenyan duality is to be like, I think I'm going to try to do this, but then also to be the person that's like, it's fucking not doing anything. Like, you would be the kid that'd be like, maybe I could get superpowers. And then you'd also be the kid to be like, well, clearly this is bullshit. It's kind of like a Sisyphus curse of like
really,
starting
like
and denying over and over again.
I should follow the art of telling everyone that everything's stupid. I should follow my dreams of saying that other people's dreams are dumb. Yeah.
God, that is what we do.
Yeah, and so like, and then the second thing was I read about lucid dreaming. I thought it was really awesome. And at some points in my childhood, I was very unhappy. So I thought I could make like my own realm in my head.
Oh, like a second life. Yeah. And then real life would be the dream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's heartbreaking.
And then, but I also thought.
Did you get close?
You know, there's actually been a couple times in my life I've accidentally lucid dreamed, but it wasn't like I set intention. It was like in the middle of it. I'm like, wait a minute, my brother doesn't have a crocodile for a head. You're like, this is a dream.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've been like in and out, like maybe I'm hitting a snooze on an alarm clock or something and kind of had some recognition of like, oh, this is a dream and like, that's weird, I was just dreaming that. But I've never been in the dream able to control it like POV video game style.
Yeah. Well, it's hard enough to control your life. It's hard enough. This is full cognizant abilities right now. We got a whole team of helpers and meds, and we got really a race car pit crew involved. So, I mean, doing it when your brain's like just shitting all over itself is.
Yeah, how about lucid living?
Yeah. Yeah, it took me about a solid close to 30 years to figure out lucid living.
My room's messy. I'm in debt. I'm late. I'm like. In my dreams, I can control everything.
Yeah. But would it be kind of fun if you did lucid dream, though?
It would be so cool.
You could stop who's ever torturing you and make, I don't know, you're just riding giant bunnies or whatever you want to do.
That'd be awesome.
Friends.
Flying would be cool. Sometimes I'll have dreams that, like, okay, you know how, like, in a pool, you can, like, not treading water, but, like, okay, imagine you were in, like, a 50-foot pool.
Yeah.
And you were like floating around. It's almost like you were flying, but you're like flapping
that's,
water
that's
under you.
Awesome.
Like, I've had dreams that I could fly like that. Or like kind of the way that you like jump in video games and you can jump like double jump.
Yeah.
Like I've had dreams where it's like I can like this is just a podcast for if you don't have a girlfriend, you can listen to me talk about my dreams. I've had dreams that like I'm flying, but I'm not flying. It's like if you were in a pool.
It's really just ASMR. We should do like ASMR girlfriend boyfriend where I'm like my career's not where I want it to be. Why are you even with me?
What'd you dream about?
Maddie, would you be friends with me if I was a worm?
That's a good question to ask friends, actually. Because I could totally be friends with a worm.
You think so?
I'm not going to fuck a worm, but I could be.
Yeah. I as a kid, was a friend of the worms because I would pick them up when it rained and put them in the grass.
Oh.
They're always dying out there.
I would pick you up if it rained and put you in the grass.
I'd put you in the grass, too.
Probably. I would argue we both tossed each other in the grass a few times.
Yeah, we've both been worms out in the rain, throwing each other in the grass. But, yeah, I think it's either you get control of your dreams or you just kind of try to forget them as quickly as possible.
That might be the easier route.
Yeah.
Because what I do instead is I try desperately to figure out why I was having those dreams, and then I project it onto all kinds of stuff that it probably wasn't even actually about.
Are you comfortable sharing some of these theories or no?
Well, it's usually stuff that in my waking moments I'm like fine with, but then I'll be like, oh, I'm probably really stressed about that and I don't know it. And then I make myself stressed about it in real life. Like an upcoming show or something. You know what I mean?
Wild.
Like I'll be like, wow, I probably am imagining that you know, date on the road is going to be torture. And so, right. It probably is about nothing.
Right. But you're like, you come from a family of like smart problem solvers. So I don't think you guys can accept that you haven't like figured out the answer.
Yeah.
There's a lot of like, we need to get to the bottom of this. And sometimes there's just nothing there.
Yeah.
You know?
And that's hard to admit. Yeah. That's scarier, though, when there's nothing there. Like, dreams aside, just in general, when like, oh, sometimes stuff just happens. It's like, what do you mean there's nothing to figure out? I'm completely out of control, and I just have to, like, let it be?
You're in control of, like, your sphere, I think. Like, you know, it's like I think we have a lot of control, like, in our own lives if we choose to do so and with, like, people we know. But, like, you know, larger systems and stuff, I don't know how much, unless you get a whole bunch of buddies together.
Yeah.
Then you can change some stuff. But
pretty cute.
Yeah. But I don't, I do think for the most part, you're not going to like solve everything, you know?
Yeah. It's just my favorite thing to do is be like, why the fuck is that happening?
Yeah. And you listen, but also, it's like a lot of your hour.
I guess so. But then it's also like, well, I'm not like a scientist or a sociologist or anything. So it's like, you come up with a whole theory, and it's like, maybe.
Yeah. What's been your thing that you're trying to figure out why the fuck's happening? Is it just dreams, or?
Well, I'm tired all the time. Sorry, this became like a depressing episode.
Guys, life isn't always a fucking fun pod, okay? Life isn't always on fire for 45 minutes. Life doesn't always have a new Patreon.
I think hopefully people,
Sometimes, like, but people want to listen to the podcast to be like, I have weird dreams.
I think this is what a podcast should be.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
And so I'll say the big thing I'm trying to figure out is why I'm tired all the time.
Why do you think you're tired all the time?
Do you ever see that post that was like, why you're tired? Vitamin deficiencies, autism, something else. And I was like,
you're like something else?
No, I think I'm vitamin D deficient, and I think I don't know. Cancer, well, maybe?
I don't think you have cancer.
Okay.
Just because I think...
One of my freckles is raised, though. But I'll figure that out. That's probably enough that that's why I'm tired all the time and lack discipline. My freckle.
Also,
Kenyon the freckle. Kenyon the freckle is 2 centimeters higher. And when amplified on a nuclear scale, also, that's why...
Okay, if cancer just resulted in, like, a messy room, I don't think anybody would really care. You know what I mean? I don't think it would be like, hey, donate to St. Jude so these kids could stop having cancer and, like, go for a walk in the park earlier today. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think cancer is just being, in general, a little unmotivated.
Yeah, so, it sounds more like depression.
Yeah, yeah. So there could be the depression.
Could be the depression.
Could be you are almost exclusively out at night, so it could be some vitamin
yeah,
D.
Yeah, could be a little bit
could
of that.
Be a vitamin D. Could also be sometimes when there's overarching things in our lives that, like, we're not dealing with that we kind of feel like we should be and we haven't. Kind of bum you out because it's like, fuck, I still haven't dealt with this thing. It kind of haunts you.
That's probably what it is. But then you're like, I don't feel that on a day-to-day basis. And it's like, yeah, it's because you've done what's called suppressing it.
Yeah. So maybe there's some of that.
Yeah, there might be some of that.
Yeah.
Now I got to figure out what the fuck that stuff is.
It seems like you have a good idea with some of the stuff you complain about. But it's also like, I don't know. I mean, I know it's hard because it's this place is also where all your idea and money comes from, but you got to get out of the head a little bit, man.
Yeah.
You know, like maybe just you go for a walk, call a friend, be interacting with others, because sometimes like this is just a lot of fodder, you know?
Yeah.
Also, you like quit drinking caffeine and stuff.
Yeah, that shit is.
Yeah, so that, you know.
R.I.P. my Adderall days. My legal, totally above board Adderall days.
Yeah.
So R.I.P., dude. I was thinking about that today.
Yeah.
That stuff's amazing.
It's pretty great.
You know what it also is now? Is my ADHD is just like unchecked.
Yeah, there's probably that happening.
And then you get burnt out because you try to keep up. You try to like fix it and it's like trying to, it's like playing whack-a-mole and then I think that burns you out. I actually think that is like 75% of it.
Well, do you think there's some other ways that, because Adderall's not the only cure-all for that. There must be something else.
It is like the number one cure. That and exercise, I think. So exercise, I should exercise more.
Is there any other medications that are like less?
They're all stimulants, I think. And the one that's not a stimulant, I can't take because of my. See, here's the thing. You know, okay.
Yeah.
Like,
but if you're not drinking coffee.
My body is like a Rubik's Cube that is impossible to solve. It really is like you fix one thing and you're like, well, you have the ADHD, but then the heart can't take that. And then you have the asthma thing, but that fucks with the blood pressure. And you're like, dude.
Yeah.
There's no peg that fits into all of these. Like, you're literally just like trade-offs of like, I mean, I'm just a lemon. And I'm happy with my life. I don't think spiritually I'm a lemon.
Yeah.
Spiritually. But my body.
I wouldn't say you're a lemon, pal. I would say you're like a watermelon. You're a pretty fun fruit that everybody loves.
Thanks.
Yeah. I don't think that's, I mean, a lot of people have, it could also be like, I mean, we've known people who have like died from cancer and shit, you know, like these are, not trying to take it away from like,
no, I kind of thought it would be funny to like shit on myself and but then I was like, it kind of just sounds like I'm throwing a pity party. So
no, we don't have to, you know, we could get into the conversation. I just think you're cool.
Thanks.
And health stuff could be super frustrating and shitty to deal with. But of all the health stuff, you're still like,
I'm extremely lucky. Yeah.
Yeah. But it does suck. You're right. It is like sort of a Jewish Rube Goldberg machine.
100%. I mean, it's like that old Louis bit where they were like, you know, you're going to take this medicine for your ankle. And he's like, well, that's going to fuck up your liver. And they're like, well, yeah, which one would you rather have? It's like that, like ADHD or your heart. And it's like, well, I have to choose my heart.
Did they say if you don't drink coffee that you could take the medication or no?
They were like, no stimulants.
Damn.
So I think what's happening is I'm just learning how to raw dog life.
Right.
What do you do? But you drink coffee, right? You drink caffeine. Did you ever have a time where you were not drinking it?
Yeah, for like a year.
What sparked that and then what brought you back to it?
I have really bad insomnia for a long time.
Oh, right.
And so a therapist just told me to stop drinking caffeine. So I did. And I would just drink a lot of water in the morning, and then like it would be a slower start to the day.
Yeah.
But I would get there at like 90 minutes in, I'd feel pretty good. And I feel like I have a lot of natural juice.
Mm.
You know, I've kind of come amped. So I feel like I would still feel pretty like with it in there.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah. So I was totally cool with it. Like I went like at least a year.
Wow. And then what made you get back on it?
I started taking this sleeping medication, and it just made me so groggy in the morning that I like needed caffeine to be like a human.
Yeah.
So I just had to wake up. So I just got I just started taking more down drugs. So you need more up drugs to get up in the morning.
Dude, that's exactly where I was. I had the perfect thing of 40 milligrams of Prozac, but then you get the Adderall and the coffee.
Yeah.
And it was so perfect.
Yeah. A little too perfect.
A little too perfect.
I also love what I told you about this in real life. You were like, well, there's no way it could be all like the cold brews.
I was really.
You looked at me like I was an insane person for suggesting.
I didn't. I'm really sorry. I didn't want to admit that I was going to have to give up coffee. I was like, everyone drinks coffee. I was probably having like 500 milligrams a day of coffee.
That's a shitload of coffee.
Yeah, that's a lot of coffee.
Yeah. If I drank that much coffee, I'd shit my pants. Maybe it wasn't while crying about the fate of the universe.
Maybe it was like three. Well, it might have been like five. Yeah, it's pretty bad. And then the Adderall.
Okay, so we're figuring out how to raw dog life. Could you ease back to caffeine, they said?
I have one decaf a day.
Have you tried matcha? Or tea?
But I feel like it's not like humans like need caffeine. there has to be a way.
I know. I'm just saying, like, basically, I'm playing this game of whack-a-mole of, like, what will make Maddie happy.
I'm playing the game of whack-a-mole of what will make Maddie happy. All these goddamn gophers keep sticking their fucking heads up, dude. And they can't get along. Shoot the gophers. Shoot the gophers and they need to all come out to party. But it's fucking not. It's, like, fucking not. It's insane, right? It's insane.
I'm just trying to think, like, maybe, I don't know, maybe a tea would help. That's all I got. I'm like, I don't know. If you tried like a green tea, there's no way a green tea is going to send you to the fucking ER. That's all I'm saying. That's my two cents, all right? Maybe eat a sandwich, drink a green tea, go on a walk, pet the bunny.
God, it's so embarrassing. That's literally what it is. It's like, go on a walk. You're so right.
Like, if you just woke up and started doing stuff. Like,
I'm so sorry this turned into like the Maddie depression episode.
No, we don't have to.
Okay.
This is all good. I think a lot of our listeners probably have the same shit going on. I've had the same shit going on. It's really the difference between estrogen and testosterone. Because I think you're when you're sad, you're like, man, I don't want to do anything. What's
lay in bed all day.
And see, I'm like a real like cross stuff off the to-do list guy.
Mm.
So I'm like, if I'm sad, I'm like, well, we got to solve all the sad. Let's fucking get rid of this thing. let's eliminate this shit.
That's awesome.
I've always been a motivated man. Even
that's
depressed.
Awesome.
I'm like, well, let's just fucking, let's get rid of the body.
There is another universe where you are like a like motivational speaker with like books in the airport and stuff.
Maddie, it's in there. It's for sure in there.
It's just
cynical and funny enough that I wouldn't let it happen, but it's in there.
It's so in there.
When people say like, what's the darkness that lies within? It's me jacked in an amphitheater being like, I was you a year ago, all right? Sitting down in a pool of self-pity, malt liquor, fentanyl as far as the eye can see, and I woke up and I said, I need to change my life. I'm just slapping people on the ground. Are you ready for a change? Take on the Kenyan method.
That's so awesome.
It's
wait, in the heat of the moment, we knocked over an outlet, but let's keep going.
Oh, okay. Wait.
No, I
want to
hear more about the Kenyan method.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just keep going.
Oh, okay. Oh, but the Kenyan method?
Yeah.
Step one. The problem is I've also read so much self-help that some of it would be a part of it. Okay, first one. Here's one. If I'm going to get you on the Kenyan method.
Yeah, please.
Step
wait,
one.
You know what? Wait, actually.
Yeah.
I need the Kenyan method to solve what's going on in my life. So I'm really invested.
Step one is just kind of get the fuck over it. Step one is really, really just shut the hell up. That's a big step. That's arguably most important step. Step two, you're going to want to start doing stuff as quickly as possible in the morning. Because what you really, part of the Kenyan method genius, right, is we all have the voice within. Oh, we don't all, but the people that would fuck with us do, right?
Mm-mm.
It's like, you're a piece of shit. You haven't done anything. What's the secret to stopping that? Mm. Doing stuff. Because if you do stuff, then you're worth something. Therefore, you can't be sad.
Mm.
Duh. Perfect logic.
Wow.
So you want to wake up and do something. You know, whether it's a walk, whether it's calling a friend, whether it's writing a new joke. Because you're like, I did something. I'm not worthless, okay? And then you're just going to do that all day. You're just going to kind of want to do that, like, the entire day of, like, doing stuff. Kind of like a hustle grind, but it's like you're spiritually tied to it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like I want to build a business. It's like I want to, like, live with myself. That's, like, more of what you're trying to go with, right?
What's the ROI on love?
Yeah. And then, so once you got those two things going on, you could also include in your stuff to do, you can include some fun stuff you want to find, like love or maintain your friendships. But you kind of approach it with the energy of, I need to do this.
Mm.
Like you're like, I'm going to fucking hang right now. You know, you're crossing hang off the list. You're crossing date off the list.
Mm.
And you're zeroed in on it.
Wow, and this is huge.
Yeah, and I don't know, you try to move around a lot. Do some stuff that the next day you don't hate yourself about.
Mm.
You know, you don't want to live with
you
want to live a life that you mostly regret.
So you're saying, like, what if you ran from your demons so fast that you set a new personal record?
That's exactly what I'm saying. That actually is 1,000% what I'm saying. Instead of letting the demons consume you, it's like truly outpace them. Because that's how I've lived a lot of my life, is just being like, well, if we just fucking boom, what if we move to another city if I write these jokes?
I am realizing something, though.
Yeah.
Is that then you slow down and they come back to you in your sleep.
Oh, yeah. That's why I have nightmares. Everyone pays the piper, Maddie. It's just it's just about you're basically asking for an extension on the demons. You're trying to get away from
them. It's a payday loan.
Yeah. And they're coming.
But it's not bad. You know, sometimes that's what you need.
Yeah, get over it. Do a bunch of stuff. and then, you know.
1930s advice.
Yeah, there is a toxic masculinity in there. Try to care about something more important than you, I would say. Something larger than your ego. I mean, I think you do a pretty good job. You love your family and stuff and friends. Maybe, you know.
That's pretty big.
You, like, go into that. You have the bunnies.
Bunnies.
That's pretty locked
are
in.
Huge.
Yeah, you literally do have to care for another being that almost exclusively dies. Almost like they wake up every day and they're like, how can I make like my armpit explode or something?
Oh, yeah. Well, now we have a new rabbit.
I know.
Which, thanks to you, which can't thank you enough.
No, can't you thank you enough
for Rosie,
bringing it into this life?
Adoption pending if we can get her and Wilbur to bond.
How have they been?
I put them in the bathtub today. Not in the bath, but like dry with towels down so they can meet on each other.
Really reached depressed mom status.
I drowned them in the bathtub.
She's like, we're better off without me. Just drowning the bunnies. No, I'm kidding. Would never happen. They're the cutest babies alive.
I loved it.
I went with my lovely girlfriend and your father to pick them up.
So
it was
sweet.
Real, Avengers A's team.
What was the event like? Shout out All About Rabbits Rescue. They're great.
Well, first off, it looked like less of an event and more of like someone adding decorum to Williamsburg, you know, because it was like all Williamsburg. Everyone's walking around in athleisure looking like they just woke up at 7. They're following the Kenyan method. Those people. Yeah. They're waking up, getting over it and doing stuff. So I was looking at my disciples with pride. But then I saw like there's just a bunch of cages of also some of the biggest rabbits. Like they were cages set up on the side of the street. So it wasn't like indoors or anything.
Oh, wow.
For some reason, I imagined like a convention center. Like it was going to be like, it was going to be like RabbitCon 2025. So I was like, are you ready to rabbit? And I'd be like, yeah. And, like they were just throw out giant inflatable carrots and like, rabbit. And then like, there's just a fuck ton of bunnies. But it was like.
Cut to us playing stadiums in 2 years doing
that. Yeah. Yeah. But it was like five gigantic rabbits, by the way.
Wow.
I didn't realize how like. You know, Wilbur and Yosh, they're like small, adorable, like petite model rabbits.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And these rabbits are like big old, like farm worker from Maine, like huge.
Damn.
They had a couple of, I love all rabbits. They're adorable. The white rabbits with the red eyes do scare me.
They're an often misunderstood bunch.
Yeah. So, but they were big, but also the cages seem to be low enough that I'm like, I just feel like they could have jumped out of them because there was no top.
Well, but I think also when they're in a new environment and they're like, don't know where they are, sometimes they'll kind of just like lay low.
Okay, so maybe that was happening. But there was a lot of huge, adorable buns.
Wow.
They kind of felt, like I said, I know that sometimes the buddies, they're fragile bunch, but part of me wished that somehow they escaped to Prospect Park and there was just an army of adorable buddies there.
Oh.
Because that'd be kind of sick.
I think that's where we should scatter Yoshi's ashes.
It's actually a great idea.
So he can run free there forever.
He's a man from the park.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it was an adorable event. I felt like Rosie was the cutest of the ball.
Really?
Yeah. I genuinely did. She's really cute, gray. How's she doing?
She's so nervous. But she's like opening up a little bit. And like she takes all day to eat her food. Like she like, it's so funny because I am like, oh, you're like a girl. Yeah. She's like shy. And she like eats her food really, really slowly. And I'm like, oh, Wilbur's a boy, dude.
Yeah.
But I gave them a little speed date, and I put a towel down in the bathtub so they could have, like, a neutral area. Gave them a little speed date. Real quick, she, like, grunted at him and lunged and tried to nip him. She was like, wah! And I was like, whoa. But then broke that up, and then I just let them, like, sit, like, you know, half a foot apart from each other and pet them. She doesn't really like being pet, but I pet him. And they left each other alone. So I was like, okay. It was a decently successful thing. And then I switched their sides and the thing. So, you know, it'll be interesting. I think if we just give it enough time, though, we'll be able to bond them.
Yeah, I think it's a matter of time before they fall in love with each other.
Yeah.
I think so.
Pretty sweet.
Be great for the house.
Really
great for the head. So that's an example of the Kenyan method. You wake up, make buddies fall in love.
How the hell would that not make honestly, I'm feeling better already. Yeah. I actually am. I legitimately am.
Well, that's great. The Kenyan method's already working, dude.
The Kenyan method is working.
Yeah. Step one, get over it. Step two, do a bunch of stuff. And the stuff doesn't all have to be for yourself if you can do good stuff. I still sometimes fall. I'll go to protests and feel like, look at me, I'm doing stuff. But it's
the most
good.
American thing I've ever heard.
But I'm like, I want to be.
I know you're doing it because you're genuinely a good person, but it also is like, you would see an Instagram post that was like, the best self. Well, this is two pronged because I do believe that the thing that's going to actually make you feel good is like helping take out your hair with other people. But there also is some like, there is a sense that some people do go to protest because it's like, it like they're taking like a soul cycle class.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, for sure. There's some people that are like that. 100%. Yeah. Where they're just
I guess you kind of found your way back to the right thing.
Yeah.
I guess it's better than nothing, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it makes for more bigger mass of people, even if 10% of them are just annoying dweebs or whatever.
This is why, yes, completely agree. And also, I was obviously not saying that you're doing it. It just made me think of people that are like, it's actually my self-care.
No, totally.
But it is. I think that is the real root of the term self-care. It did originate from like, I don't want to say this and be wrong. I should fact check this, but I did read it at one point that it started from like activists in like the 60s. Like I think mainly like black activists being like, the idea of self-care was like, take care of yourself so that you can take care of your community.
Yeah, it should just be 100% about you.
Yeah, and then just like capitalism kind of turned it into like self-care is like getting a massage.
Yeah.
Like it's just self-care. It's like self like
what if you
luxury. And it's like that was not the original idea. It was like self-care in service of.
Totally.
It was like putting on your oxygen mask kind of a thing.
Yeah, was it just like today where it's like, hey.
Now people are literally have an oxygen mask and an IV and they're like, I'm getting over my hangover.
Yeah, it also just sort of like, I don't think the problem with most people is like, hey, you're not thinking about yourself enough.
100%.
I don't know if you look at America and go, well, I mean, everyone's just so busy feeding the hungry that they haven't.
Yeah, slow down and take some me time.
Yeah. Says the person with billboards of one person splatter all over the place. Just a bunch of rats running after this illusion of this self that'll never happen.
Mm.
Yeah, the magical perfect you. That's what you got. Yeah, that's another key aspect to the Kenyan method.
Mm.
You got it. You got the arrival fallacy. One day I'll solve all these things, and then I'll be this perfect person. I'll be happy. That ain't gonna fucking happen. All right. That's part of the getting over it, kind of. That's a subcategory of the getting over it. No matter what you do, no matter what you become, you'll always be you. All right. and you kind of just have to live with that. But that's cool.
Yeah.
Because now you don't have to worry about that anymore.
That is nice.
Yeah, because there's some of this thought like, oh, I'll do this thing. That'll be like the new special me that everybody... That guy's never coming. So you can stop putting out the plate for that person.
Okay, do I have any homework for the Kenyan method as we return to our lives?
Okay, well, step one, how do you feel on a range of 1 to 10? How over it are you?
I'd say I'm about as 6 in this moment.
6 in this moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe do something that makes you happy, makes you feel accomplished. You do a bunch of stand up, so that's pretty big.
Stand up,
you do a. That's the thing. Is like as hard as you are
and
on yourself.
And it's like, then why isn't it working?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
Is you go, I do a lot, and then you go, well, why isn't that enough?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, but I don't want to undermine the method. My homework is to do something.
Maybe okay, so you do a shitload of stand up. You're very good at it. You're titted about blah blah blah. Yeah, that's great. Yay. But like maybe you just need another thing that you do not necessarily for the that's a little bit more of your. And I think you're pretty good at this cuz like you had the rabbits. You had rugs for a while.
Yeah.
You have like other hobbies and passions. Like you are a pretty like very competent, talented person.
Oh, thank you.
So you could just lean into some of those things.
Thanks. Maybe I'll learn how to knit.
Knitting's cool.
I can make you a scarf.
I'd like to, yeah, scarves are dope. Maybe make, you can knit in the park.
That'd be really cute.
There you go.
That could
You're
be
in the sun. I think doing shit, key part of it is getting out of the house.
Yeah.
The house is no good. I try to be out a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm still happier. Right,
well, in our case in particular, the house is no good.
Just whenever I'm sitting down, similar to the dreams, that's mm-hmm. when the demons get you. So you really want to be on the move. Yeah.
Okay, before we sign off, what's one part of the Kenyan method that you've implemented today that's been helpful for you if you had to reflect on your teachings?
I've done a bunch of shit today.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, I did all the things I wanted to do today. I've fucking done. And I'm going to see a movie later, and that's my fun time.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah, I'm almost at happy date rinky fun time right after this podcast. I also live a very easy life.
Yeah, same.
I work today, opened my laptop at 9, click blah, 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 blah.
I know.
I'm like, clock into the pod holding a microphone bullshitting.
Literally, I'm like, my whimsy is exhausting me.
Yeah. I sent some comedy emails I wanted to send. I like looked at these clips I wanted to make.
You know what? When we phrase it like this, I think I am kind of fucking over it.
Yeah.
When you say it like that, I'm like, that is our lives.
Yeah.
I got to fucking get over
it. You got to get over it.
Because that's a great life.
It's a pretty still, it's one of the actually the best lives available.
That is.
And you have a dream that you're actually good at. Pretty rare. like objectively rare.
That old Drew Michael joke about God making a guy that he's like, I'm going to make him want to play baseball so bad. And oh, he's just not going to be good enough.
No.
It's so funny. That joke
people,
is so
like,
funny.
You could have been like, if only I could make this work. And then you're just like pretending to be a couch on stage with 12 of your buddies in the back of a bar, you know? Like a bad improv group. That's what I was going for there. But yeah.
Dude.
You're going to get over
back
it.
Back at you.
Life's going to be good.
Life's going to be
and
good.
And then we'll see you at the arena together. And you'll
the
be
arena of bunnies.
The arena of bunnies. And you'll be a successful grad to the Kenyan method.
Are you ready to rabbit?
Then we'll jump into a sea of rabbits. That's the dreams you can have lucid dreaming. Well, folks, thanks for listening to the pod. I hope you're having a great day. I hope you fucking get over whatever's haunting you. Do some shit. It could be good. Do good stuff.
Yeah.
Do some good stuff like subscribe to the Patreon.
Hey.
Patreon, we're back. We're up and booming. Second, I'm gonna post basically a fun crowd work. It's called Good Hang. It's a short little crowd work compilation of some shows that I did on the road earlier this year. And then basically every time I go on a run of shows, I'm going to try to post another compilation. So folks who can't make it can feel like they were there at the live event. So
watch the first Good Hang.
It's going to be on on the Phones in the Bag channel. So if you're already here, just keep hanging out. You're already in the right place. You don't leave. You don't leave the fun place.
Amazing.
Yeah. You're at the fun plug.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I'm this weekend going to be at Bottle Rocket in Pittsburgh. For some shows come out this weekend, and then next weekend I'm going to be in Salt Lake City with Nick Cartwright. So come check that out. Maddie T. Wiener on Instagram and my Punch Up Live with my mailing list and where you can sign up to find out when I'm going to be in your city is in my Instagram bio. So check that out. Watch Good Hang when it comes out. And I'm very excited to follow the Kenya method. I'll report back.
All right.
Thanks for the help.
I can't wait to see how you do.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.